Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another podcast. Should I do it
I
right?
always hate your intros. They're so bad.
Anyways, what's up? Hope you guys are having an amazing time. And I'm so sorry I couldn't be in the previous podcast, but well,
Nobody
I'm here
gives a
today.
shit, Langston. Get to
Everybody.
the dump.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about something that everyone has experienced. And what are we going to talk about today? Oh yeah, terrible interview experiences. Yep.
Okay, so I guess since it's gonna be, finals and people are trying to get out all their career day interviews
Yeah.
out, everyone's trying to apply for jobs so they get
Yeah.
jobs when they graduate.
So
I
everyone can
was,
relate.
yeah, everyone can relate. I was in this position last year. Actually, I wasn't. I didn't even go to last year's career fair because I already had a job. I was
Oh.
already working.
I swear, I hate
I
people
was
like that, dude. Like,
killing
oh my
it. I
God,
was
like,
killing it.
there are some people like, I'm like, hey, are you going to the career fair? And they're like, oh, nah, I already have a job. Nah, I already have a co-op. I'm like, oh, good for you, man. Yeah, softly killing me inside, but good for you. Okay.
So, this is grade 10, grade
Okay.
10, grade 11, grade 10, I think.
Okay.
I am, this is 2010, literally 9 years ago.
Okay.
I'm walking to this interview for like the prefects and the head boys and the head girls and all of that. I didn't apply for head boy, head girl, because I had seen myself in the mirror and I knew that I was totally incompetent to do that job. So, I applied for president of the editorial board. I think this was grade 11. I can't remember. Anyways, I applied for the position of president of the editorial board, and you could apply for three. Okay, so it's president, then vice president, and then I applied for president of the environmental council. I go to the interview. It's like literally the principal, the guy who teaches me physics, the guy who teaches me math, the guy, well, the lady who teaches me English, and they're all like staring at me, ready to like rip me apart because my mom was a teacher in school and everyone kind of had like school politics or whatever. Anyways,
That's everywhere, bro.
they asked me like a shit ton of questions, and I remember like quite literally like just being numb from that experience. And I remember I was just like, my role model is Mahatma Gandhi, and he is very nice spirit, something like that. Okay, it was something like I remember shivering and stuff. Like I've only freaked out like that once in like a fancy dress competition when I was a sunflower in grade 3. Anyways,
I
yeah,
like how
and
you did.
then
I like how you just ignored that completely, just so we don't question you about
exactly, swiftly moving
it.
on. Then what do you call? So the guy who went and okay, the thing with this interview was like I was pretty confident I was gonna get it because I was like the secretary of the editorial board. And I was like, of course I got this. It's in the bag, you know? And then this other piece of shit in my class, this guy, he literally just went up and said, I have a blog like 10 times in the interview and they gave it to him. And this guy had no past co-curricular activities or experience, never organized an event in his life. He just said, I have a blog. And in 2009 or 10, people in my school thought that was the most revolutionary thing they've ever heard.
Oh
It's
my
like
God.
Steve Jobs came and revealed the iPhone to them, or like Elon Musk came out with that new shuttle or whatever, and they were like, this guy is gonna be our president.
Are you freaking kidding me? Like what? I
And
don't even
they
know what a blog. I never knew what a blog is that time, but dude, even that time it was not so cool. So my story would be my interview with SG.
Ha.
Oh my God. Shout out to Michelle for this, but
Shout out to
because
Michelle.
she was the one who interviewed me, so she asked me a couple of questions like, so how do you manage your time and will you be able to cope up with stress? And I'm like, yeah, definitely. I
You've
basically,
known me. What are you
okay,
talking about?
I mean, you've
You
seen me in Calculus One.
She should have been like, you've seen me freak out before an exam before. What are you talking? And it's the same with me. Like, so Michelle interviewed me as well, but it was like, oh yeah, what do you do outside of academics? I'm like, I'm hanging out with you most of the time. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. That was so stupid. Yeah. I remember that interview just being awkward as hell.
Yeah, I know. Sharon, just one second. I think someone's knocking my door. Yes, Safwan, what's up? I'm on the phone with Sharon recording a podcast.
Hala, Safwan. Hala.
You simply came?
You can join in. We have a surprise guest on the podcast who quite literally just walked into a licensed apartment.
Okay, Safwan. Hey Safwan, what's up? How are you? Technically, he joined SG as well. So, and he had interviews as well. Dude, he had interviews as well. So, like, my interview with SG. So she was asking me questions. You know, how can you manage stress and all that stuff? And I basically stole myself. Like, I was very confident and everything.
Yeah, and you then, lied. That's what you did.
Not really, okay? I didn't lie totally, okay? I was pretty... okay, and the interview was done and everything. She's like, okay, fine, we'll call you. And it was a video interview, and I think that was going to Yusufi or something. Okay, then I'm like, okay, fine, it's all chill. And then I cut the call. I called Sharon immediately. I'm like, yo, bro, what's up? And he's like, yeah, bro. I'm like, dude, I can't fucking... I don't think I'm going to do this job, dude. She asked me if I could manage stress and my study at the same time. Do you know that goes hand in hand? Oh, my God. And then Sharon's like, what did you say? I'm like, yeah, I can. Yes, I can. Can you do this? Yes, I can. Can you, like, you know, do 5 things at a time? Yes, I can. I'm superpowers. Oh, my God. That was so awesome.
Yo, is Safwan still there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm still here.
So, bro, who interviewed you for SG?
Oh, so when I was interviewing, I interviewed with Masha on Skype.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I was Look all at this I woman was like, with her damn. Skype interviews.
I was like, damn. She was like, let's do a video call and let's interview you and stuff. I thought, like, when we get back to university, we'll do an interview. I was all tense and I was going over stuff. I'm like, looking over the internet, like, what do they usually ask for student government interviews? Oh, I had this interview last week with this guy who contacted me while I applied for a job. And he set up an interview from 3 to 3:30. My dumbass thought that it was from 3:30 to 4. So I went to the library, I, like, set up everything, my laptop and everything. I just opened my Gmail to see the time and his mobile number because he told me to call him. That was weird. I expected him to call me, but then he was like, call me at this time. So I was like, okay, I went at 3:30. I set myself in the library and I just checked the time. I'm like, shit, it's already 3. It's 3:30 and the interview is from 3 to 3:30. I'm like, fuck, this is gone. I'm not getting this job for sure. I anyways still called him at 3:30 on point and he was like, yeah, is this Safwan?
Safwan?
I'm like, yeah, Safwan is, I'm really sorry. I think there's some time difference between our emails or something. I said some bullshit. I don't even know what I said. He was like, it's okay. I got a meeting at 3:45. Let me ask you some quick questions in 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Basically, he was asking me, how would you deal this situation? If there's this problem, how would you go about that? And all this bullshit. As usual, bro, bullshitting my way through it. And then he said he would get back and I don't know. I think the time messed it up and he never called me back.
Okay, this is a great segue to, like, my last story, which was, it's a two-part story, okay? And this is, like, by far the worst interview I've ever given twice in the same company. Twice in the same company.
How do you even manage to get, like, to the second part?
Hold on, I got to the fifth stage, dude. Like, hold the phone. Okay, this company, Takif, okay? It's like Fujitsu's whatever, okay? Like, they sell Fujitsu shit. They're like a HVAC company. Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Okay, first thing I did, Eleni, our co-op officer, sent an email out and I applied. And I had put my mobile number in it, okay? Yeah. And at this point, I had quit my startup job. And I was pretty much just sitting at home like a slob, right? Sleeping till like the afternoon, this and that. My phone rings at 8:45 in the morning from an unknown number. I pick up the phone. I'm like, guess who's this? I was going to be like, Abe Sale Korn, who the hell is this? Because it was 8:45 in the morning. And then I picked up the phone and I was like, yes, who's this? I was like, my name is Robert. I'm calling from Takif. And I was like, oh, wait. And I just get up. I'm like, there's a huge adrenaline hit. And I'm like, my eyes are still like puffed up. And I can barely like figure out what's happening. But anyway, I do that, and he asks me some questions, this and that. Like, whatever happens, it was like a 10-minute call, and he's like, yeah, we'll be emailing you. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So first they did the CV, that was round one, and phone call was round two, apparently, and I didn't even know that it was round two. And then he was like, oh, you've cleared the first two rounds. And I was like, what two rounds? And then they're like, do a test online, and I do the test, and that was round three. And then round four was an interview with the head of marketing, I think, or the head of HR. Yeah, head of HR.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Sharjah, almost in Ajman. The interview is in Dubai Mall, MR Boulevard, which is a good 35 to 40 kilometers away. Now, the interview was at 4 o'clock, okay? I decided to leave home at 2 because I was like, traffic, this, that, whatever. But then because I was so lazy this whole time, I was like, you know what? Like, our printer wasn't working. So I'm like, I'll go to the stationery shop, get a printout of my CV, a couple of printouts, and then I'll go to the place. So I get to the shop at like 2:30 in Dubai. 2 to 4 is lunchtime and all the shops are closed, including the stationery shop.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And I'm like, freaking hell, what am I going to do now? I don't have a CV copy and I'm going to an interview. All I have is like my suit, which is, oh, and also for some reason I was late to this thing, whatever.
Yeah.
So now I'm like flooring it to get to Dubai Mall. Okay. And somehow I reach. I reach the interview is at 4. I reach there by, let's say, 3:30. Okay.
Nice.
3:30, I reach there. Now I'm like, okay, I'll go to Dubai Mall. I'll get a printout from a stationery shop and then I'll go to this office, wherever the thing is. Because it was like right opposite Dubai Mall. That's what they told me. They're like, it's like a 5 to 10 minute walk from like Dubai Mall. No, I get to Dubai Mall. I parked inside some parking lot. Dubai Mall is the world's largest mall, by the way. I park somewhere. I go out of the parking lot. I'm like, bro, where can I get a photocopy or a printout? This guy goes like, oh, by the way, it's in the other freaking side of like Dubai Mall. That's where you can get a printout from. So now I'm holding my like whatever this folder with like some of my project work without any CVs, and I'm sprinting through Dubai Mall, like literally like 400 meter dash sprinting, and I'm running because now it's 3:30 and I reach to the printing place by 3:45. They take forever to get two printouts. Yeah. I leave the place by 3:55. Now I'm running out of Dubai Mall. Now I'm still like running. At this point, I'm sweating through my suit like crazy. Now I go outside Dubai Mall. Now I go outside Dubai Mall and this building, dude, I could find love faster than I could find this building. Okay? Because this building was, there's like 400 Imar Boulevards there. It's one of the buildings. I ran like 5 minutes in the wrong direction. Then I come back in the same way. I run through the sun. Now I'm running on the main road, not even air conditioned. I'm running on the main road all the way around this place with like Google Maps, with the walking thing.
Was it during summer?
This was midsummer, right after like Ramadan. And then I'm running with the Google Maps in my hand with the walking thing. And I'm just like running with my folder and my CVs and stuff. And I reach literally 25 minutes late to the interview.
Nice, 25. Man. You reached there at 3:30 and you managed to reach late.
I reached there at 3:30 and I reached the office at 4:30. Okay. And when I get there, they're like super professional, right? This place has like an ID to get you in and stuff, like whatever. Oh. And there's it's the one building with the Aston Martin thing in the ground floor. That's the building. I was like, wow, I guess they could have just said it was the Aston Martin building instead of like Imar Boulevard number 400. But anyways, I get inside, they've literally passed, like skipped me and gone to the next person. And I'm like, shit. But then she's like, okay, fine. We'll send you after whoever's next. And then we'll send you after that. I was like, cool. I like dry myself up. I'm like ready. My heart is beating like crazy because I've been running for like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally sit in the interview and I'm like panting. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so late. Actually, I couldn't figure out where this was. I came here half an hour. I couldn't charge. I'm so sorry. I'm just like going on and on. But anyway, then she starts asking me stuff about like technical stuff. And I tell her about my projects and stuff. That part's great. And then she's like, oh, what do you do outside this thing? And we had just started the podcast. So I'm like, oh, I run this podcast with my friends. And I think it was our second episode because I was like, oh, we talk about Game of Thrones and stuff. He's like, oh, she goes like, I've never watched Game of Thrones. And I was like, yeah, me neither. My friends are supposed to convince me to watch Game of Thrones in the episode. That's why it's awesome. And she's like, oh, that's amazing, this and that. And then I was like, and then the interview went amazing. And I was like, that's great. Thank you for your time. And I left. And I was surprised that I got called back. This is the last bit of the story. Now it's the fifth round. This is the final round. We're supposed to present like this investor pitch thing, like an investor meeting, okay, to like a bunch of investors where we take one of the products of the company and then sell it to investors. I was like, cool. Okay. At this point, I'd hit solid depression because my dog had died very recently. And I was like, not in the game, right? I did not prepare for the presentation. It was like a 7 out of 10, in my opinion. But it was fine. Like, it wasn't terrible. Now it's an investor meeting, and I'd worked in the startup company. So I'd actually presented to investors. So I was like, you know, I got this. I can kind of make my way, whatever. So I start talking about global warming, explaining the problem, then talk about the solution and how it can help. Cool. I talk about feasibility studies and, you know, how this thing can be cost effective if we implement it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. This was a Thursday, and I was the last presentation on a Thursday at 4:30. These guys were like not interested at all. Like there were three people, the same HR lady, this one Iraqi dude who was like the head of business or some shit, and then some other chick. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now this Iraqi dude was literally on his phone the whole presentation. So he didn't give a shit. This lady was looking at me, but then the other two ladies were looking at each other and they were kind of like, I'm doing the presentation, but I was kind of nervous because now I could see them like not interested in it, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I get through it. And then at the end, I'm starting to talk about like how we can improve the company. And they just like cut me off. It's like, is that your presentation? And I was like, yeah, that's.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay. And then they start asking me questions and I'm like, okay. So the dude asked me, he's like, why did you talk about global warming and all of this stuff? Like, I didn't understand what your approach was. And I was like, my approach was basically because I needed to, I've done investor meetings before and I present the problem before I present the solution. So it kind of makes sense. And he's like, yeah, you know, all of this, this whole Imar property, Dubai Mall, everything was made because of your investor meeting. That's what the Iraqi dude told me. And so I got pissed. I got very pissed. And then he said, yeah, where's your feasibility study? I didn't see any of this. Like, I don't know. There was no substance in your presentation. And you're, you know, so many of your friends did so much, you know, better than you. They had pictures and stuff. I was like, I don't know anyone here. They're not my friends. That's the first time I answered back.
Shit.
And then he goes like, yeah, where is your feasibility study? You didn't talk about your feasibility study. I said, oh, no, I spoke about it. It's on slide number 9.
But like, you were on your phone.
No, I said that. I was like, no, but you were on your phone the whole time.
Shit, and you didn't actually see it. Said it.
I actually said it because I was so pissed at this point. I was like, I don't give a shit about this. I didn't want to take this job anyways. It was just a good program, but I didn't want this industry anyways. So I was like, F this shit. Anyways.
Yeah.
At the end, he said that, and then the room got a little tense. The other lady who had interviewed me, like the fourth round, like she was like, okay, fine, Sharon, you know, I'm actually so disappointed today. Like, we were definitely going to pick you. I don't know what happened to you today. You seem out of your element, this and that. And I was like, yeah, got some things going on. It's whatever, it's cool. She's like, okay, anyways, if, you know, if something can happen, we'll see. And so, and then literally the same first guy called me and he's like, yeah, bro, we're not picking you. And I was like, yeah, I think I figured that out. I went back home and I told my dad the same thing. My dad's like, Sharon, you're so arrogant. Why did you do that? Why didn't you prepare? I was like, I don't know. I'm depressed. What do you want me to do?
Bro, let's hope that lady hears this podcast. Anyways, you told her you're running a podcast.
I'll DM this to her. I swear to God, I'll DM this to her.
So Sarvan's going to leave after the story. But regardless, we were applying for a position in the gym, okay? And they sent us an email. We applied, sent them paper applications saying, like, hey, we want to join, and they gave a reason and everything, all that bullshit. Then there was one interview in the morning and one was there in the evening. So we decided, okay, we are cool people, we'll go in the morning.
Just to show them, like, we're a morning person and we can actually do shit.
I know. Okay. So we woke up at like 6, interview at 7, we, you know, dressed up, all that stuff. We didn't even dress up. I just put a normal shirt, bro.
Yeah.
And then we went, okay, nicely. And we're waiting outside, okay? There were some people. So now we were thinking, like, it's not going to be a hard interview, right? Like, it's just like a normal interview, maybe one person an interview or something. So then I think I go first, right?
Yeah, Axon goes first.
Okay, so I enter the room, okay? There are three people. Three people sitting on the table, okay?
On the table.
That I already pissed in my pants, okay? After seeing the three people. Because, dude, I was thinking it's a gym interview. Who knows, like, it's going to be like that three-idiot interview, man. Like, there are three people, executive, CEO, all these people going to, like, you know, like... So I got so damn nervous, okay? They're like, hi, good morning. I'm like, hey, good morning, how are you? Okay. And then I sat on the chair, okay? Like, literally, you know, you sit alone. There's one, like, small chair in the center, and it's, like, a big room. Yeah, I sat. And I'm nervous as hell. Then they're like, hi, how are you? I'm like, yeah, yeah, good. Good, good. Very early morning. Okay? Like, they were like, tell us something about yourself in 1 minute. And I'm like,
oh yeah, that's the worst question.
Yeah, that's like the worst. And that's the whole interview. That's it. You have to like tell about yourself in 1 minute and why they should hire you.
Dude, I never prepared for.
I think it was 2 minutes.
Yeah. No man, it was one. I'm telling you, it was one.
Dude, no, like they saw you and they're like, no, they saw you and they're like, iske liye 1 minute.
Yeah, well, 1 minute is more than enough for this guy.
Dude, I finished in like 20 seconds, man. I was, yeah, my name is Langston and I'm very hardworking or something like that. I said. I worked in the student government and I have responsibility, sense of responsibility, and I'm very ready for this job. I said some jibber jabber, dude. I don't even remember what I said, but whatever I said was not at all convincing. I mean, I wouldn't hire myself if I said that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Said that. And then after that, after I finished my thing, they just stared at me for a good 15 seconds. Dude, that was the longest 15 seconds in my life.
They're like, did I just wake up to hear this guy's bullshit early morning? The first interview.
Like, those 15 seconds felt like 15 hours, dude. I'm not even kidding. Like I just sat there, awkward silence. And, you know, the supervisor was just staring at me and her eyes are so scary, dude. I mean, you know, you see, like, possessed eyes. Literally, it was that, dude. I got scary, F. And, like, they're like, okay, we will... No, I think she asked me, is that it? I'm like, yeah, do you have any more questions? Yeah,
how did yours go, Safwan?
Nothing, bro. This guy said he fucked up and I was like, fuck, I'm also fucked now. Because I was literally next. Nothing. They were like, yeah, again, the same shit. So I didn't tell them I'm hardworking and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's my name. I said, yeah, I do this, like, when I'm not studying, I play table tennis, all sports-related stuff, and I work out and stuff like that. That's the only thing that I said.
They're
like, yeah, okay, nice. Next.
Did you ever, did you, when you guys go to the gym now, like, do you ever see them?
Oh, my God.
Like...
Yeah, the thing is, we see that girl, especially with the supervisor, and we hate her. She has so much attitude.
Oh my God, if she listens to this podcast, she'll know we're talking about her.
But yeah. Bro, she's basically Indian, but she thinks she's American. And you know those people who have that attitude.
I know.
Anyways, so, well, one last story I want to talk about is basically my interview once with Cisco. It was a very technical interview, and I prepared, like, I did a good round with it, okay? I'm not going to talk a lot about it. It was a whiteboard interview. He asked me a couple of questions. I answered it, you know, basic networking questions like, you know, TCP, IP, how does a router communicate with the switch, all that stuff, okay? But then there was this one question he asked me, just one question, okay? And literally, it literally broke my soul. Like, I was there in that room. That room was so small, bro. I mean, like, I was thinking GV rooms are small, but they're not, okay? I was just there sitting for at least 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was awkward silence because I was just looking at the board and trying to identify the situation and trying to figure out what's wrong. Mm-hmm. Then after 5 minutes, I'm like, so is this right? I'm asking questions about the diagram. He's like, no, everything is default. I'm like, oh, that helps. Like, you know, everything's default configuration. All the firewalls are up. all this is there, everything is there. I'm like, okay, then what the hell is wrong with this? And then finally, after like 10 minutes, I think I answered that question. And then he said, we'll let you know. We'll give you a call if he, you know, this, that, and all that stuff. And he wrapped it up. And dude, but that was really bad. Like, it was such a long, it was not a long interview, but those 10 minutes, man, it felt long AF. Like, oh my God, dude, it was so bad. But anyways, it was a good experience. So yeah, but I think all bad interviews are good experiences because I think they just help you identify what you are.
So what did we learn out of all these interviews?
I definitely think that at least you will know where you have to improve, I would say. Like in a couple of these interviews, I just realized where were my weak points. Not just technical weak points, but also like, you know, stuff like you have to be confident. As long as you can set, like, you know, tell them like, hey, you are able to do the job. And
what I wanted to say was like, yeah, you should just, whatever you say on your CV should like totally...
Don't bullshit on your CV, man. Yeah, don't fucking bullshit, please.
Be authentic and know every single detail about it and have backups to everything that you've written. Like if you talked about an internship, make sure you know like how to like back it up. And also my second and third piece of advice is make sure you don't have an asshole in your school who runs a blog when you're applying for the position. And make sure, I guess, make sure you're not depressed when you go to an interview and make sure you're on time. Have a printout of your photocopies and, I mean, your CVs. And also, I don't know, what else did I do? Oh, and don't insult the person who's interviewing you on his face. I think that's a pro tip.
Unless you know you're not going to get the job, don't do it.
unless you've already bombed and he's being a douche, in that case, go for it, go nuts. Rip your CV in front of his face, flip his laptop, throw his chair out of the window.
And throw some money on him as well.
No, money is important. By the way, you know the worst part of that story? After bombing that interview, I had to pay 45 dirhams for parking. Because I parked under
my God. They didn't reimburse you for that? Like, they don't give
me reimburse? Thanks. They wanted me to get the hell out of their building. What are you talking about? Reimburse.
Okay. Well, whatever, man. Like, it was a bad interview. You gave him some shit, so it's worth it. It's fine.
Okay. Last thing. Even if you have a bad interview, at least you'll get a good story out of it.
That is true. So let's wrap it up. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening to this podcast. And share it with your friends. Please share it with your friends. It'd be awesome. And take care, man. Have a good weekend or have a good week.
Yep. Peace.
Peace out.